Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. It is April 29th, only a couple days until May already. I don't know how it is for you, but time is pretty much flying by faster than I can keep up with. But that's how life is, as you get from decade to decade. Time keeps going by faster. I mean, it goes by the same amount, but it seems to go faster. It's like a flash. Life is so fast. It's incredible. Short time here on this earth. Are we redeeming the time or wasting our time? Are we building our faith or neglecting our faith? Are we looking to the Lord or looking to self? A lot of questions I'm thinking about this morning, especially in relation to this verse I'm about to read. I'm going to start driving after, but it says, Jesus, aware of this, said, "Oh, you of little faith, why are you discussing among yourselves the fact that you have no bread?" Okay, let me give you the context as I am about to start driving. So Jesus had just fed 4,000 people. Two times he produced bread and fish and multiplied the food to the extent where everyone was fed and there were tons of leftovers and they had nothing before. In other words, you know, he did a miracle, did miracles, and the disciples were onlookers and they were participants in seeing those miracles done. Which is amazing. And then soon after, especially soon after the feeding of the 4,000, they realize, okay, the bread is gone, and they start to worry. And you think, wait a second, they just saw Jesus multiply the food multiple times. How in the world would they doubt at this point? How in the world would they lack faith when they saw Jesus perform these miracles? Like, he can just do it again. He can just say a word. He can just take a little bit of food and multiply it to make it a lot. Like, what's the issue? Well, I think the issue is that we forget. And I want to sort of relate to the disciples and look to the fact that we can sit here and point fingers at them, but, you know, we often do the same thing. God does a major work in our life, whatever it is. He comes through in some way. And we're like, wow, well, you know, our faith is just on fire. We're like, yes, this is amazing. You know, I love God. I trust Him fully, completely, forever. And then the next week, we go through a similar circumstance before the miracle, pre the Lord coming through. And we start to worry and go, what's going on here? And in those moments, it's kind of like, where did my faith go? I mean, I have a measure of faith within me. It should be within me. Why am I worried? Well, because a few reasons, but one major reason is that we focus on the situation rather than the Savior. We focus on what we don't have rather than what God is doing. You know, our focus becomes skewed, or I don't want to say we forget the Lord, because it's not like we consciously go, oh, I forgot God existed. Like, we know and love God. We walk with Him. We live for Him. We read His Word. We grow. All of those things. It's not like we literally forgot the Lord, but He ceases to be a priority. And when that happens, that's when, like, worry and anxiety and stress and distress creep into our lives. To such an extent that we're just discouraged. That's why I think it's so important to catch ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, intentionally go, okay, wait a second. What's the source of this? The source of this isn't even the situation. The source of this is because my focus is off. The Lord is not the center of my affections right now. This issue is all I'm thinking about, and it is consuming my mind. You know, we can all, if you're honest, we can all relate to this. It's the difference between looking at and being worried about the storm and looking at and resting upon the Savior, knowing he's in control, knowing he's going to take care of it. So this is why Jesus rebuked his disciples. You have little faith. Like, I just did these miracles, and now you're wondering, where's bread going to come from? You know where it's going to come from. It's going to come from the Lord. You know, it's not a bad thing, too, to pray for daily provisions. Think about the model prayer that Jesus laid out for us. Give us this day our daily bread. Praying for the simple necessities of life is such a good thing, because it helps to grow our dependency upon the Lord and the things of God. And so catch yourself. You start worrying about situations, it's time to refocus your gaze and your eyes on the Savior. Because it's all going to be okay. Like, he's working it all out for good to those who love him and live according to his purposes. So don't worry, but instead worship. Your faith will be in who you focus on. Focus on the Lord. Amen. Well, hey, God bless you guys. I hope that encouraged someone. I'm praying for your day this Monday. Love you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.